I have always seen great possibility in the human race. And I've seen great natural perfection in the human race from the beginning of my life. But at the same time, I recognize that this was not being demonstrated by and large. And my response to that within myself and sometimes outwardly was wrathful criticism. So you see, compassion doesn't mean just being nice and having nice thoughts. It means radical compassion, kindness, coupled with wrathfulness. Sometimes kindness is called for, sometimes wrathfulness is called for. Always, the evidence of the compassion is that it benefits all. So you see, if I had been just trying to cultivate good thoughts and emotions, then that wouldn't have allowed for wrathful compassion. It wouldn't have allowed for a clear-cut analysis and identification of what was going on in the situation and what could be used to correct it. But however, if I had just stayed in the criticism, that would have led nowhere. It would have been a total burnout. So I had a vision of what I could see for everyone on earth, including myself. And what I could see is that everyone would be happy, and everyone would be kind, and everyone would be generous and peaceful, and that people would just know how to do this. And then I also saw that people would have things they needed. They would have food and water and health care and education and an income so that they could live life in a relaxed way that would allow them to be of benefit to themselves and to everyone else. So I saw what I thought was possible. And, you know, I could have just had a vision, a dream forever. I could have taken my last breath with that dream and never done anything about it. However, over time, I gradually became more committed to that. So first, you see, I had to have the vision. I had to know what my core principle is in life. I had to know what the real infrastructure of my life is. Then I had to be willing to bring that about in myself. So I couldn't just run around telling everyone else how to do it. First, I had to bring it about in myself in order for it to have any authenticity with other people. I had to be able to bring that about in myself. And so you see, you can call this a process or whatever it is. And then once I had brought that about in myself, then I felt that it was time to benefit others. I just knew that naturally. And then at that time, I was willing to let everything else go. So at some point, I had to find a way to arrange my life logistically so that it would enable and empower my ability to be of benefit. And I knew that I had to do this, you know, while at the same time honoring all of my relationships. But you see, it comes down to very fundamental, practical ideas about how we want to live our life. What are we willing to do? Do we want to continue to waste our time, energy, and resources being all wrapped up in all kinds of things that don't really give us an opportunity to gain confidence and awareness completely? Or do we really want to take it all the way where we really start to see all the signs of accomplishment and signs of mastery in our own life. If we want to have the friends we've always wanted to have, and live in circumstances we've always wanted to live in, and work in circumstances we've always wanted to live in, we have to make a commitment to that, folks. We have to make a commitment to that. We have to say, this is what I'm going to do, period. Exclamation point, and no more question mark. You know, this is what I'm doing. Like you said, this is what my life is now, period. I'm always going to live in a place where I'm surrounded by other people who share my values and beliefs, who are as committed to my peaceful nature as I am, and to their own peaceful nature as much as I am. And I will never live anywhere else, period. That's how it comes about, by making a commitment. And then once you make that commitment, then the certainty starts to dawn in you that, wow, it's okay. This is okay, yeah. I made the right choice. But you have to make the commitment first. The commitment to short moments is really the commitment to a complete lifestyle change that will give you a life you never dreamt possible, if you want it to be. Just like you wrote, the power of a short moment of awareness is exponential to the short moment. That means it is of a much greater order of magnitude than the actual short moment spent. Its impact is forceful and very, very powerful. And it is in these short moments of awareness, or short moments of peace, as you may call them, that you will find the power to make these changes. You're not going to find the power in thinking about your dire financial situation or being reticent to ask someone to leave your living circumstance or being reticent to change your living circumstance. In another way, that's not compassion. That's not true compassion. True compassion requires sometimes that you be wrathful in a way that is actually going to be a benefit to all, because it's going to free up your time, energy, attention, and other resources to benefit yourself more deeply and to benefit others. Now, that's my heartfelt advice. If you just keep thinking, oh, this is what the way life is, I've got to endure these conditions, whatever they are, then you see, that's what you're making a commitment to. If you say, this is the way life is, I must endure these conditions, then you're making a commitment. Do you understand that? It really is a commitment. So when we're faced with decisions and the context of our decision-making is what will be of greatest benefit to all, it makes the decision so much easier. Oh, it is so easy. Because we just rely on the power that is present in short moments of awareness growing longer and longer. And that takes us all the way to our perfect circumstances. At the same time, none of the circumstances need to be changed in order for awareness to be obvious at all times, in order for our peaceful nature to be obvious at all times. No circumstances need to be changed. However, what I'm saying here is that by the power of awareness, you have a choice to live a very lovely, enjoyable life that is of deep benefit to you and everyone else. Now, I had a deep, abiding belief that there were many other people around the world who shared my vision. I had a deep and abiding belief that that was so. And I felt, well, you know, even if all my friends say, oh, you're crazy, what are you doing? We don't want to see you anymore. And my family said that too. That wasn't going to change what I was going to do. I was that clear within myself. This will not change my course of action, no matter what anyone else thinks. Because I knew if I feel this way, then I know there are lots of other people who do too, and those will be my new friends. We're going to have I'll still have the old friends, but we're going to have a community of new friends where we're all linked together. A web of peace surrounding the globe. And so you see all that came about. But if I just said, oh dear, you know, I don't know, maybe I won't have any friends if I make this decision or commitment to my vision, then I never would have known the result. So commitment and devotion to that commitment is really important. It's very good. Earlier in the week, we talked about the signs of accomplishment, clarity, and complete mental and emotional stability, profound insight, compassion, and skillfulness in all situations without impediment. We talked about those five accomplishments, and then there are also signs of mastery. These signs of mastery come about through the accomplishments that are talked about. And in mastery of awareness, mastery of our peaceful nature, where that is deeply abiding in us in all circumstances, we enter into a way of living that is very, very powerful and filled with tremendous energy. It enables us to do effortlessly what most people can't even imagine doing, let alone doing it effortlessly. And so you see, this is a sign of mastery, the ability to accomplish amazing feats that seem undoable to most people, maybe even seemed undoable to you at one point. And so you see, when I just had a vision and that was all that I had, I didn't really know what it would look like to bring that about. And if I'd gotten bogged down thinking, oh, well, you know, gee, I can't do this. How's it going to happen? Or I'm just one person. Or, you know, these are all the thoughts that could occur. Then I would have never done anything. However, by the commitment, the fire of the commitment, the all-accomplishing power comes about. And this is what it means to achieve mastery within our peaceful nature. We have the power to bring incredible benefit about. And each and every day we know exactly what actions need to be taken to bring that benefit about. And this is exactly how Great Freedom has come to be a worldwide movement. Day by day, everything that is needed is known, and the power to act on it is present. Now, in this particular situation, the power that is present is it's the actual power to be of tremendous benefit to people all over the globe by demonstrating certain qualities and activities as an organization, and the qualities and activities that we demonstrate as an organization is, first of all, the power to introduce people to awareness, to introduce people to their peaceful nature, and two, the power to bring about confidence and certainty in that awareness or peaceful nature to the point of mastery. This is an actual demonstration, a result-driven demonstration that is evidence of the mastery of the peaceful nature, the mastery of awareness as an organization. And moreover, another demonstration is of that is having teachings to give, having actual written teachings to give, and a 24/7 support system, compassionate support worldwide. Sometimes sweet, kind compassion, other times wrathful. Given 24/7 worldwide to anyone who wants that support. You see, all this is available in many, many different forms. The website, face-to-face contact, teleconferencing, any skillful means that become available to us, we will use those to extend this network of compassionate support. And so you see that all these are signs of mastery. This is the power that is available in the peaceful nature if it is taken all the way to the point of mastery. It's just the way it is. Without any effort, it's just the way it is. Now say your thing wasn't to be someone who was teaching people about awareness or the peaceful nature, the balanced view. Maybe that's not your thing at all. Say you're a researcher and you're going to find a cure for insomnia. Now there's something we really need. We need a cure for insomnia. Many, many people suffer from insomnia. Something like 45% of the human population. But we don't have any cure. We have different types of remedies or antidotes, but there isn't a cure. Now, wouldn't you think that this is something within our grasp that we could come up with, a cure for insomnia? Well, by the power of the mastery of awareness, if that's what you're interested in, you'll be able to find a cure for insomnia. Just like if you're a cancer researcher and that's what you're interested in, you'll be able to find a cure for cancer or an enormous advance in that. How is that so when it isn't possible today? These changes in the world can come about because mastery of awareness allows access to a tremendous intelligence that isn't known otherwise. A tremendous level of skill and intelligence that isn't known otherwise. And whether you're dealing with environmental issues or how to get clean water to everyone on the planet or nourishing food to everyone or peace on earth or whatever it is, the power to do that comes about by mastery of awareness. That's where the power comes from to actually make these changes on planet Earth. So make no mistake about this. It's all tied to commitment. And you know, at some point, in a very natural way, the commitment to gain confidence in our peaceful nature, or timeless awareness, or whatever we might call it, the balanced view, our commitment to that bears fruit. It starts to bear incredible fruit, and we slip out of the need to be of benefit to ourselves any longer, because it just naturally comes about that when we're of benefit to everyone, guess what? We're included in everyone. when we're a benefit to everyone, that includes us. So we're no longer collapsed in that obsessive self-focus, and through the tremendous release of energy that comes about by the power of short moments of awareness, we are naturally and spontaneously wanting to be a benefit to all.